Okay, so I'm going to be talking about sorptivity of sandy loam soils. So sorptivity is how we talk about how quickly water infiltrates into a soil. The cumulative infiltration is equal to the sorptivity times the square root of the time since the infiltration started. And we measure this in our lab using PVC columns packed with soil and a water reservoir from below, so we can measure the mass of water that is imbibed multiple times per second and analyze it that way. So we made a suite of soils at different initial moisture contents and took a lot of measurements of their sorptivity. And the graph that we got looked like this. And the most important point here is this one up here. Traditionally, it's thought that the drier a soil is, the higher the sorptivity. But we consistently found that there's a moisture content above zero, but still pretty low, where the sorptivity is higher. And this would be something that we would expect in a soil that has water repellency issues. That's frequently found that if the soil is a little bit moist to begin with, water will infiltrate better if it were to just sit on top on the dry soil. But this soil was not water repellent at all. We did all the water repellency tests, and it did not have any wettability issues. So we decided to look at what is causing this and if we can figure this out using the data that we already have. So looking at the individual infiltration data sets that gave us those points, we saw that the graphs looked like this. And this was not quite what we were expecting. We were expecting a single linear section early on and then the curve to curve as gravity takes over. But we had these two separate linear sections. And this was in a sandy loam that was at about 3.5% moisture content. So I decided to see if this would still happen if we just had a sand. So we used 2030 AccuSand, so it's smooth, spherical, all in a very narrow moisture range. So we also found these two linear sections before it curved off. And so we decided, is there a way that we can use these graphs to figure out what's happening mechanistically in the soil, and then if we could use that information to figure out why we get a peak in sorptivity above zero but below anything that's actually moist. So I believe that we can figure a lot out from this. So by varying the properties of the material in the tube, so using smooth sand or by chemically roughening it, we can isolate if it's film flow or if it's surface roughness that is impacting the flow, and if the height of the column is giving us the location where the slopes change, and we did find that that's true. So there are multiple different mechanisms at work here, and so by varying the properties, we can figure out what those mechanisms are, and then use other methods like neutron probe data to figure out if what we think is happening is what's actually happening. Any questions?
Thank you.
My poster is 1433.
Any questions?
We think that that is probably a really big part of it. If the water is not continuous, it might be that films can move up faster if there are little pockets of water present already in the soil, so that the films might reach the top of the soil column. They're only 10 centimeters high, so it can happen pretty quickly. So if that happens faster, then we would have the break in the slope when it can't go any farther up.
Any more questions?
What's the temporal frequency of your measurements? How many points are on these
curves? They were measured multiple times per second, about, I think, 5 times per second. So there are thousands of points here.
Okay. Any more? No? Thank you.